This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 and 88.5. I'm Mark Purcell. Glad to have you along this morning and glad to have my guest Candace Klein in the studio to talk about Bad Girl Ventures and Somoland. These are two organizations that are really helping folks in our community and spreading the good word to other communities as well. And that's why I have invited Candace in to talk about all that's happening. Good morning, Candace.
Good morning, Mark.
Well, let's begin with Bad Girl Ventures. And for those who don't know, what is Bad Girl Ventures and why is Bad Girl Ventures?
Bad Girl Ventures is a microfinance organization that provides education, training, and financial resources to women-owned businesses. And that we exist because women represent 50% of all privately held companies in the United States, yet we have access to less than 5% of traditional capital. And I thought that was a huge problem. And so my first company is designed specifically to help those women get the resources, the training, and the money that they need to be successful in their companies.
And the Bad Girl Ventures is actually not just lending money, but really providing education, because part of Bad Girl Ventures, if you sign up for a class, you're going for a $25,000 loan.
Yes.
But at the same time, you're also learning about business making.
Yes. So we have about 65 students in our classes. Think of us as a school that just has a money prize. So so we have a 9-week training course where we train men and women, and many men now show up to our classes, on how to draft a business plan, how to understand your market, legal structuring, accounting. And our goal is to actually try to find some form of financing for all of them.
And this 9-week class covers all the details that
yes.
you need.
Mm-hmm. And we have along. A formal partnership with SCORE in each of the cities that we work with. And so we provide a SCORE counselor to every person who comes through our program as well.
So Bad Girl Ventures Cincinnati is where it all started. But last time we talked, you were expanding into Cleveland and now Columbus.
Yes. So we've had 3 classes now in Cleveland. We're launching our first class this fall in Columbus. And we're actually expanding into another market in spring of next year.
But you can't talk about
one yet. I'll have to come back. I'll have to come back and talk about that.
Definitely do it. Now, talk about the results of Bad Girl Ventures. I mean, you've had a number of classes that have graduated here. Another one starting, so if folks are interested in
yep.
participating in Bad Girl Ventures, you can either do it as a finalist looking for that $25,000 prize, or as just a student.
Looking for the education.
Yeah,
men or women can do that.
So what have been the results of some of the graduates?
Oh, my gosh.
You know, what have been the outcomes? Because there have been some great successes.
So we've had almost 1,000 companies apply to come through our program over the past 2 years. We've educated just shy of 500 of those companies. And we've now found financing for 38 businesses with $2.2 million. Those 38 businesses alone have created 182 jobs in the state of Ohio, and they've been very successful. One of our companies, Just Great Foods, is now selling her products, which are a competitor to Ensure, in Whole Foods and Dorothy Lane markets all over the country. Our very own Rosie Dean, the turkey farmer,
yes.
who's been on your show before, she's doing great selling her midget white turkeys to restaurants in the area. We've got our most recent winner of the Bad Girl Ventures loan is Mama Doc, and Kimberly Howell actually has created a whole product line of clothing to help moms in the prenatal process, and she's actually already got her products in mom-related stores around the country.
So you started out here in Cincinnati. You've expanded to Cleveland and Columbus.
Mm-hmm.
Now, are you going to go outside the state eventually, and do you hope to spread this all over?
Absolutely. So our next market is likely somewhere in Kentucky, and then we're moving to the Northeast. So we've had interest now from about 7 different cities, and we're vetting which would be the best fit for our program.
And it seems almost counterintuitive that in this economic climate that something like this would succeed as well as it has. How has it been in the climate that exists?
It's been amazingly successful so far. We've got great relationships in Cincinnati with First Financial Bank. They've been a huge supporter of ours, in Cleveland with KeyBank and with the Cleveland Foundation. And so we now have 7 employees, and we're really able to, we've got a lot of volunteer support, and our volunteers are who teaches our classes, provide coaching, mentorship to these bad girls. And I think the reason it's successful is because we have the whole community kind of supporting supporting us. So it's pretty amazing when you have a culture of entrepreneurial support like that.
So if folks are interested in learning more about Bad Girl Ventures and signing up for the class, the deadline is September 1st, but you have a lot of information on your website.
Yes, you can sign up to take the class, you can sign up to volunteer, and you can donate all at badgirlventures.com.
I noticed that, too. You can find that link at wvxu.org as well. I'm speaking with Candace Klein, the founder of Bad Girl Ventures Cincinnati, now in Columbus and Cleveland. And this is only one of your many projects. We also were talking last time about SOMOLEND. So How is SOMOLEND going?
Well, SOMOLEND stands for Social Mobile Local Lending, and it was born out of Bad Girl Ventures. Because remember, I told you we had about 1,000 women apply to come through our program, but we could only fund 38 of them. I thought, what can I do for the other 960? And so I launched a website that allows for these businesses to raise money from your friends, family, customers, neighbors, as well as other community lenders like banks and credit unions. We launched that company in December. We've had about 30 lenders sign up on our platform since May of this year. And we're actively lending as of today. So a lot of our bad girls are signed up and borrowing on our platform, but now that's open to men and women, and it's open all over the country. So we're very excited about that. And in fact, we're launching a competition this on August the 15th for any businesses who want to sign up for funding on SOMOLEND. We're providing a $5,000 cash prize for the most complete and interesting business concept.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. So you can find out that about that at SOMOLEND.com. And we will have a link at WVXU.org, too.
Yep.
And with SOMOLEND, as this is, we talk about the economic climate change, and is this more successful than the typical route that folks take?
Yes. So think about it, your own community. Right now, banks aren't lending, and individuals are no longer happy with the stock market, and they want to invest locally again. So what we're doing is just taking advantage of those two problems that have created the perfect storm and allowing individuals to now invest right back into the businesses in their own communities. So even if you're unsuccessful raising capital from banks or investors, you now can go out to your own customers, your own neighborhood, and seek the financing that you need. And we found that that's been very successful.
Well, as this spreads, what's in the future for Candace Klein herself? Because it sounds like you don't have much time, Candace, to get life done.
So SOMOLEND, when I first launched the business, was slightly illegal. It was in violation of some federal securities laws, so I had to go to D.C. and change the federal law. So the Jobs Act was signed by President Obama on April 5th. So now I'm chairing the industry group that's meeting with the SEC every week to create this new crowdfunding environment that will launch in 2013. So just doing a lot of speaking, a lot of traveling, and a lot of work with regulators. So,
well, a lot of good work that comes out of it, and really appreciate your efforts and all you do.
Thank you so much, Mark.
And thanks for taking the time to come in here and talk this morning, too.
Thanks for having me.
Candace Klein, the founder of Bad Girl Ventures, now in Cincinnati, Cleveland, and Columbus. If you want to learn more about Bad Girl Ventures, maybe sign up for the classes. The deadline is September 1st for the fall 2012 class. You'll find a link at our website, wvxu.org. Or if you're interested in learning more about SOMOLEND, you can do that. Find out more as well at wvxu.org. Thanks again, Candace.
Thank you, Mark.